From The Spy Analyst, The KGB Vendetta, A Covert War on America by Indian, Russian, and Chinese Intelligence, RNAW, FSB, MSS. This analysis is for public awareness, but the roots go much deeper. What we can responsibly share with the wider audience is only the beginning. Want to go deeper? Join my Buy Me a Coffee community for exclusive classified intelligence-grade briefings, OSINT deep dives, and intelligence that never sees the public light. Before you begin, we emphasize this not because we are being salesy, but because we genuinely mean it. Joining our private members-only community on Buy Me a Coffee is the closest you can get to receiving classified intelligence-grade articles without a security clearance. This community gives us the freedom to publish analysis that cannot responsibly be made public, the kind of deep-dive intelligence briefings that never see the light of day in mainstream media. If you want to stay ahead of the geopolitical chessboard and receive the analysis that others are afraid to publish, this is where you need to be. The closest you can get to classified secrets without a clearance. Join membership on Buy Me Coffee. Link in description. This is an intelligence analysis based on open source data, declassified documents, verified polling, academic research, and the documented history of covert operations by foreign intelligence agencies. It is a synthesis of evidence that has been hiding in plain sight. By the very nature of the intelligence profession, the most sensitive operations leave no fingerprints. Great powers do not sign memorandums of understanding for multi-decade campaigns of ideological subversion and financial warfare. They do not leave paper trails that could be intercepted, leaked, or used against them in a court of law. The absence of a smoking gun is not an absence of evidence. It is the operational signature of sophisticated intelligence work. What we can responsibly present, and what this analysis provides, is the complete architecture of the effects, the pattern of ideological shifts, the mathematical certainty of debt trajectories, the documented spread of payment systems bypassing the dollar, and the measurable political unpredictability being cultivated within the American diaspora. These are not theories. These are facts. And when viewed together, they reveal a strategic coherence that cannot be explained by coincidence, randomness, or organic evolution. There are details. Specific operational cutouts, dark money conduits, and back-channel communications that cannot be made public without compromising sources, methods, and ongoing intelligence collection. Some information must remain in the classified domain, but what you are about to read is explosive. The evidence is here. The dots are connected. The patterns are identified. The verdict is inescapable. We do not ask you to believe. We ask you to see. Four invisible campaigns, one grand strategy. The slow, silent dismantling of a superpower, not with missiles, but with ideas, payment apps, and a single devastating question. Listen carefully. What you are about to read is not speculation. It is the quiet architecture of a world being remade while you sleep. The United States is not falling. It is being rewired, slowly, deliberately, from the inside out. And the most unsettling part? Almost nobody in the mainstream understands how it's being done, because the operations don't look like operations. They look like politics, like technology, like the natural drift of history. But they are not. Behind the noise of elections, the panic of markets, and the clatter of cable news, a patient coalition of global intelligence agencies, led by India's Research and Analysis Wing, RNAW, with Russia and China playing their own devastating hands, is executing a master plan measured in decades, not news cycles. Why so slow? Because the United States is not a developing society where a sudden shock can relatively easily force rapid change. It is what intelligence analysts call an overdeveloped society, a hyper-complex organism with layer upon layer of institutional antibodies. A sudden, dramatic strike would be detected, isolated, and crushed within weeks. But a change that arrives dressed as progress, a shift that seeps in over a generation, feeling like the inevitable evolution of democracy, that bypasses every defense. It becomes the new normal before anyone realizes the old normal has been lost. You are about to see the full chessboard, four operations, four layers. One objective, induce a systemic autoimmune disease so deep that the empire collapses under the weight of its own contradictions. America is not just a capitalist country. It is the high church of global capitalism, the ultimate evangelist that spent a century telling the world that free markets, minimal government, and private wealth are not just economic tools. They are moral truths. The American dream itself is built on this altar. Now, imagine a covert psychological operation that does not attack that church with bombs, manifestos, or fake news. Imagine something much subtler and infinitely more dangerous. Operatives working through a web of seemingly ordinary community organizations, activist networks, and alternative media platforms do one thing over and over for years. They deliberately select ordinary Americans. They engage them in conversation. They listen. They ask gentle Socratic questions. And they keep returning, month after month, year after year, to a single devastating inquiry. Has capitalism actually benefited you? Not the billionaires, not the multinational corporations, not the Wall Street banks. You, the worker, the small business owner crushed by Amazon, the graduate with six figures of student debt, the family that delayed a medical procedure because the deductible was too high. Sounds harmless, right? Almost trivial. That is the genius. That question is a psychological mine planted deep inside the collective consciousness. Once it is lodged inside a person's mind, it does not go away. It gnaws. It connects dots that were previously disconnected. Stagnant wages for 30 years while CEO pay multiplied by hundreds. A medical system that bankrupts families despite being called the best in the world. Student debt that outlasts mortgages. Rent that devours half a paycheck. And here is the operation's true brilliance. People do not keep the question to themselves. They carry it. They bring it to their senators. They ask it at town halls. They post it online. And suddenly, one person's private doubt becomes a collective demand, a political force that no elected official can ignore. When a politician is confronted by an angry voter demanding, "What did capitalism ever give me?" that politician cannot respond by defending pure free market ideology. They would be destroyed at the polls. They are forced instead to offer state intervention, government solutions, subsidies, stimulus, protections. The state must step in to pacify the discontent. Year by year, the unthinkable becomes thinkable. The radical becomes mainstream. The very politicians who once would have been called socialists are now called centrists. Now, look at the last 12 to 15 years of American political history with fresh eyes, and the pattern becomes unmistakable. President Barack Obama, a Democrat, introduced the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, a direct state intervention into the healthcare market that would have been politically impossible a generation earlier. Why did it succeed in 2010? Because the ground had been meticulously prepared. The question, "Has capitalism benefited you?" had already been internalized by millions who could not afford treatment, who had been denied coverage for pre-existing conditions, who had gone bankrupt despite working two jobs. President Joe Biden, a man often underestimated, pushed through multi-trillion dollar economic stimulus packages, the American Rescue Plan, the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, the Inflation Reduction